The Frugo neighborhood is a vibrant community established on the east side of Buffalo.
A project team of about 12 students from Futures Academy set out to research and produce this film. Futures Academy is located in the heart of the Fruit Belt at the corner of Orange and Peach Streets.
I knew that the streets were named after fruits, but I didn't know that they were named after fruits because there was that fruit tree on every street. I didn't know that.
Titania Tart is a seventh grader at Futures Academy. Tart and other students interviewed various sources from the community block clubs, Locust Street Art, and the Buffalo Federation of Neighborhood Centers to gather their material.
I learned that back then, though, when people first moved here, that they had made communities to help each other out. Like, if somebody needed something, somebody else would help them. That's how they started the football community.
But most surprising to Tart, a change in demographics from the families who originally settled in the 1900s to live in the Fruit Belt.
Like, there was different races here. There weren't just always black people or just always whites. There was many different races. It was first run by Germans. I didn't know that.
The University at Buffalo Center for Urban Studies guided the students on this project. It's part of the center's Community as Classroom initiative, led by Dr. Henry Taylor. Students also discovered how the Kensington Expressway cuts right through the Fruit Belt and disrupted the shape of the original neighborhood. This hands-on project teaches students about urban planning. Students discovered the main transformation occurring in part of the Fruit Belt with the growth of the medical corridor and brand new housing.
Especially when the kids started going around and seeing that the new housing was being built, and they started to say, like, oh, there's new housing. I wonder why there's new housing.
Gavin Luter is coordinator with UB Center for Urban Studies. He helped guide students in producing this film.
You start to realize there are a lot of people who are interested in seeing this community turn around. Locust Street Art in their interview talked about that a little bit too. So I think we just wanted them to see that there are lots of different people talking about the future of this neighborhood, and it's really on the brink of something right here. And whether or not the school is part of that, I think I want them to be thinking about how the school can really be a part of that neighborhood transformation.
The purpose of the project was to teach students that cities are built. Students say they now have a better understanding of how attending the school in the Fruit Belt is an important part of shaping the future of that neighborhood. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.